Sam, part of the solution that we talk about with the bargain is what the parents' key accountability is and what the students' key accountability is. Parents must put a premium on education, first and foremost, for us to help parents educate and participate in the education of their child. Parents must insist and ensure that it is critical that their child go to school. That's a parent accountability. Parents must insist that once in school, their student goes to class and that they have accountability for asking and checking on that to be sure that that happens. Parents have an accountability, as does the student, in doing his or her homework, studying additional hours beyond the school day to make up the tremendous gap that still exists in their learning in order to be post-secondary qualified and prepared for the world of work. And then parents must insist that their child is respectful of adults and of the professionals who are there to try to help them. When those accountabilities are met, then it becomes clearer where teachers might be at fault, where district staff might be at fault, where principals might be at fault, where I and the board have more work to do. But when those accountabilities get muddled or aren't even emphasized in this bargain, then we really don't have a bargain. We just have more expectations and more demands on the school system to be the remedy for what are very complex and long-standing challenges. So I would like to hear, and it doesn't have to be tonight, but I would like to hear in subsequent meetings where you are placing emphasis through your governance team and through your work with parents and in your meetings about those four essential, non-negotiable accountabilities. If we can help in any way, we will help, but I'm not going to enable or let those accountabilities slip by without having the DPCC or the BPTO or any other group not be right there with me, ensuring that they understand clearly that that's their part in the bargain. And then the schools have what we have to do. But without that handshake, without that part of it, then we just have a one-sided effort here. So I want to make sure that I continue to make that point to you, as you know I have, but I would like you in more public ways to show your understanding and that your group understands that that is part of this, not just to say what you want more of. You've got to talk about what you're going to do to help us in this education work, because it's a two-way partnership, always has been, always will be. So I appreciate that. And then not least, I'd like you to also start to put cost to these demands or these requests. Everything that you have here, while it's not, you know, anything that we would disagree with, but you got to understand that everything has a cost to it. And if you put that down, then it will be clear that you have an understanding of what that means and that that should be a priority for you. And then we'll have that discussion when we go to Albany to get money together, because we want to be part of a uniform platform this year in getting the resources we need to enact these requests. So those are some of my comments, and again, appreciate your time.